toting luggage, and staring. I felt strangely visible and strangely invisible. I stuck out, but I wasn't getting much attention for it, except from a few young boys staring up at me from full moon eyes. I wondered what they saw. I arrived in Bahrain exhausted, numb even. My soul felt as though anesthesia had been poured directly into it. I lived a lifetime in just the anticipation of getting to Bahrain, and once there, I had no energy left to process. The 14 months leading up to stepping off the plane had taken their toll, leaving me vacant. When I made eye contact with the row of boys, I realized I was far, far away from home, and the familiar twinge of out-of-placeness crept up slowly at first and then gushed. The awkward adolescent Liana instantly inhabited me, the one with big feet and big hands who bloomed impossibly early and always felt with savage relentlessness like the ogre in a forest full of fairies. Change is horribly uncomfortable. Like the wrong pair of jeans, change pinches and squeezes in the most inconvenient places. A lot of wriggling and writhing is involved. Maybe even some sucking in and prone posturing. Just when you think you fit in, you realize you're spilling over the top and sides in the worst way. Very, very little ease. If I would have had the energy on that first night, I might have thought more about where I would fit in, not only in a new country but in a new marriage, in my relationships back home, in the new relationships I would inevitably forge in Bahrain, in whatever awaited us after this tour was over, in my faith. I might have thought through the transition more carefully and intentionally and acknowledged that loss is the little sister who always tags along with change. All of this was far too much to process in the moment, however, and I succumbed to the disorientation. A bigger picture, the one I was absolutely unable to see and the one we are all unable to see when we're overwhelmed by the immediate intensity of change, surely existed. In a very short time, I would begin to get glimpses of the divine meta-narrative containing some important invitations for me, none of which I would have had the slightest bit of time for in the equilibrium and orientation and familiarity and comfort of my former life in San Diego. Though I had lost some safety and belonging and plantedness in this uprooting business, I had gained a great gift: imbalance. Not until I was set on my ear did I begin to see life a bit differently. The bigger picture exists each and every day, but normalcy, and a few other things we will get to, had dulled my senses. Imbalance, once I was able to survive the initial shock of it, began retuning my ears and refocusing my eyes, and life became literally breathtaking. As in, I was finally able to stop and take a real, live, sustaining breath. Even on that first night, the new air, the new culture, the new language, the new husband, and the new land all whispered in the lowest hush of opportunity. If I could have willed myself to snap out of the mind-numbing exhaustion of change,